Batman! Save the Empire!
Taking my bathroom, did you, SFA? Well, we've changed location. Yesterday we were in Alston, Rock City, and today we're in Snowy Salem, Massachusetts.
I was almost late because I had to pass that Five Guys.
Well, you had to pass the Five Guys. Well, let's explain the real reason that you were late. You had a carload of SFA and then a Kevin Begley. Hello, Kevin Begley.
Hello. I'm here.
What happened?
All right. Begley came to my house in Alston, Rock City. We got in the car. We're, you know, cruising along on the way to pick up SFA, who you'll hear from in the next segment.
Were you driving like a supercar asshole?
No. I was driving like a regular
dude.
I'll
testify to that. Yeah, you were.
Okay. I hit a red light to make a right turn. Let me preface that. We were cruising through Cambridge, and there's this old man. There's a cop car in front of me.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
And then this car kind of off to the right, but still on our lane, two-lane road. And it's rolling at like half a mile an hour. And kind of stop, but kind of not. And the cop just goes around him, and I look at it. It's this old guy on his phone. And I'm like, why are you not pulling that guy over? I look at Begley. Did I not say that?
Yep, you said, why? And what did I say? I said, these cops don't do anything. They don't care.
So I'm like, whatever. I hit the light, and I wait because it's red, and somebody's, you know, in the crosswalk. And I look three times, and I go, there's no sign that says no turn on red.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn. As soon as I'm halfway through the turn, the cop was in the left lane. Now, whoop, whoop, pulls. I'm like, really? I need this? I just lost my job. I'm getting pulled over. My driving record is atrocious as it is.
Yeah.
I can't afford this. So he pulls me over, comes up, and he says, license and registration, please. And, you know, I'm getting that. And he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, no, you ran that light. And it's like, I didn't see a sign. I looked three times. He goes, well, it was behind the line, which you were ahead of. Which wouldn't make any sense. Shouldn't you be able to read it from the line?
I thought they posted those across the street or up on where the lights are.
That's
up on
what
the post.
I thought. I didn't see it pulling up to it because I in my head I'm like, I need to make sure because they've been putting them all over. They put one in Alston near the Sports Depot where I live. I take the back way through to the place.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And it used to not be there, so
yeah.
Now I have to sit there and wait for the green every day when I was driving home from work. I don't have to worry about it so
no
much anymore.
Now.
So I give him my license. Begley's digging for my registration, and he pulls out one and I hand it to the guy, and he goes, this is an old one. You got a new one?
It was out of date.
And Begley finds the other one. I hand it to him. And I look, as I'm handing it to him, I go, well, you're a pleasure.
No, you said, wow, sir, you are a pleasure. That's how you said it.
Christ.
Maybe I've been in a bad mood.
You have
all right?
No zone when it comes to authority figures.
I have had a problem with authority since fourth grade when I yelled at the principal over one of those siren whistles. I told him he could get his own for 10 cents at the Handy Dandy Market.
What, because he wanted to take yours?
Yeah, because they were awesome. You remember you blow them? They'd be like,
oh, I know.
Anyway.
And you still make that noise to this day.
I still have a problem, and I didn't mean to. I don't know why. I know better than this. So he's like, what? And I'm like, what'd you say? I'm like, you're a pleasure?
No, we get this from the officer. I'm a pleasure? I'm a pleasure? Who? I'm a pleasure.
And then he goes, you just talked yourself out of a warning. And I'm like, oh, God.
You idiot.
So then he walks around the car and looks at my inspection sticker, which is good. Hooray
okay.
for me.
Good.
Thank God I waited till February of last year when it expired in January of the year before, or else it would have, or December. So it would have been expired had I been on my regular cycle.
And now at this point, he's checking every little
oh,
thing.
Sure.
Like every detail.
Turn your
of
signals
his
on.
License and his registration, everything. He's like double checking.
Testing
triple checking.
The tint.
Yep. So he's in his car and he's doing the thing and he comes back to me and he goes, are you a citizen?
What?
And I look at him and I go, of the United States? I'm like, yes. My God-given name is LBD Oliveira, which is very Portuguese.
Yeah.
If you live in New Bedford at any point in your life, you're going to run into a D. Oliveira.
Yeah, it's the Smith of Portugal.
So he says there's another person with all my information, but the birth date is off by one day. It's April 5th rather than
what?
April 6th. So he's basically telling me someone might have stolen my identity. He's like, have you ever run into this problem before? I'm like, no. I'm like, wait, are you telling? I'm in my head.
And
I'm
all
like,
the identities to steal, I mean, yours is useless.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get any credit on mine. I go, I'm like, am I about to get arrested for being an illegal alien? So he starts talking to me. And for whatever reason, because in our conversation, I'd thrown that I'd lost my job out there. So I guess somewhere in his heart of hearts, the guy's like, He's got no job. His life, I can see his driving record, and it's shit.
Yeah, it's awful. And somebody, clearly someone has stolen your identity.
So I guess he decided to let me off. I didn't get his name because he didn't give me any paperwork. He just handed me my stuff. And I apologized profusely. He gave me a bit of a tongue-lashing, which I firmly deserved.
Okay.
And yeah. I've made it clear. I even said that as a radio show, we did stuff with the police, fire department. And then MSPCA. I threw in the MSPCA for good measure.
Jeez.
Because I told him we used to work on radio. But you know, as much as I hate authority, on the air, I've always been supportive of public services,
sure.
teachers, because they have thankless jobs. Nobody's happy about getting pulled over.
No.
And had I legitimately ran a red light, I would have owned up to it. And I didn't feel like I did. And maybe I've got a chip on my shoulder. But thank you, officer, mystery officer, for not giving me a ticket, because I would have killed myself.
I was shocked.
At one point, Bagley looks at me and goes, "Stop talking."
I go, "Just stop talking. Like, just stop."
And when that guy is the voice of reason, I mean, look at him. Like, honestly.
So I put it up on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Tell me about how you got out. And Dan's talking about how he got a ticket. He says, "I've never successfully gotten out of one. I don't know if I'm just unlucky. But the best example of choosing the wrong excuse goes like this. I was driving home on 93 late at night. He gets pulled over. And he's like, as long as I didn't pull too far ahead of a car, I should be okay. Drive for a couple hundred feet when the car that's behind me puts on its lights and speeds up. So he starts, I guess, pulling away. He says he's doing 75. He gets pulled over. The cop comes with him and goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" "Nope." "You were speeding." He goes, "Oh, I was just trying to keep pace with traffic." Cop looks around the desolate highway, looks at me, and proceeds to write me a ticket. Sarah says she got pulled over at 1 a.m. in rural Maine last New Year's Eve, completely sober, since she didn't want a Dewey driving from Logan to Maine at 1 a.m. And the way I got out of it was by using big words to the local townie cop. Playing to the stereotype, but hey, it worked. After he drove off, me and my friend high-fived and played Airborne Toxic Event loudly the last hour home. True story.
That's great. Yeah, I had gotten out of all of the tickets I had ever I had been pulled over, except the one when I was coming down off the Tobin Bridge. You know how it kind of comes down off the hill and it goes through a tunnel.
I got
and it
one
curves
there too.
Up, goes around that circle.
Yep.
Well, was your trooper standing in the middle of the fucking
with
road
a
with
radar
the
gun?
Yes.
In the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road. So I blow past him, look in the rearview mirror, and he is running to his cruiser, like running. I'm like, all right, fine. So I, you know, slow it down, got out of the loop, and then pulled over. And, of course, he comes roaring around the loop, gets out. I roll the window down, and he's going, "You almost hit me! You almost hit me!" And I looked at him. I went, "You were in the middle of the road, sir."
I did not expect to see a man standing in the middle of the road.
At all. No. And he gave me the ticket.
And the
ticket.
Thing with that is it's almost like they built that section of road just to give people tickets.
Well, they put in this posted speed limit, and there's like 45 miles an hour.
I'm sorry, how many is it?
We don't have the thing.
45!
Nobody goes the speed limit on that bridge. I mean, that bridge on 1A is the same thing. The posted speed limit is like 20 miles an hour. Everyone goes 60 over that
bridge.
Because
you just came out of the tolls. You're getting back on the highway.
You're
really
going
still,
downhill.
You're still on the highway.
Yeah,
really.
You're trying to build up ahead of steam so you can get on the 93.
Right.
I got hit at that one coming out of on the Linway, coming out of S-Town, shit town. And, you know, that bridge is 20 miles an hour.
That's the one.
And I'm doing, you know, 50 maybe because
sure.
That's comfortable. And the guy
and
pulls me over.
Else
and I got
does.
A warning. I was like, I'm the king of warnings.
Because he knew that nobody goes 20 on that bridge.
Well, he saw my supercar.
That too.
Tom emailed us at theempireradio@gmail.com. When I got my first license, I was pulled by a cop in some small town doing around 60, and it was not on a highway. My dad is a cop, and I put the mass police sticker on the back window of my car. So when this cop, who's no older than 25, comes and asks for my license, he looks at me and says, "Who's the cop?" When I tell him it's my father, he tosses my license back at me and says, "Fuck, I'm not giving you a ticket. My dad was a cop and used to call me and get me out of tickets all the time, and I don't want to deal with your dad." What he didn't know is my dad most likely would have smacked me in the head and told me to have fun paying that ticket. Score one for me, I guess. Ba weep and long live the Empire. Not the Yankees. Those guys are fucks.
I still got it somewhere. A girl that I worked with went into the police academy. And when she was like a trainee or whatever, they had like the notebooks with the seal of the Boston Police on the front of it.
Right.
I used to toss it up in my dashboard just in case like my meter ran out. You know, I would just leave it up there. I still got it somewhere. They probably don't use those notebooks anymore because this was a dozen years ago. But that was my sly little move, just throwing it up in the dash.
Now you have to bear with me because I'm reading them as they come in because I just
and
posted this
read.
A little while ago and they're coming fast and furious. Kristen to theempireradio@gmail.com. Shortly after I moved up to Boston from Connecticut, I joined Match.com and fearfully went on my first blind date. After about 10 beers, we were getting along well and having a great time. We stayed at the Kinsale.
We get along with anybody after 10 beers.
We stayed at the Kinsale drinking until they closed, so we head over to Beacon Hill Pub to drink even more. I decided I wasn't that drunk and drove my date home from Government Center to Brighton. I used my GPS to get back to Waltham. If you've ever used a GPS, you know that they automatically recalculate for no reason sometimes. God, do I know that.
Uh-huh.
My stupid Garmin lady does it all the time.
In a British accent.
Yes. I find it easier to take her bullshit that way. It didn't tell me where to turn. I ended up needing to turn around, so I pulled a U-turn on Mass Ave where there was a no U-turn sign. Immediately, flashing lights were behind me. I explained to the cop that I just moved. We're all from Connecticut, where all U-turns are illegal. And I figured since they were legal in Mass, they must be legal everywhere. I told him I had only taken the U-turn because my GPS said so.
I wonder if that works now.
She finishes with, I have no idea how he didn't smell the booze on me or how he believed my stupid slurred story. Sometimes boobs are awesome.
Yeah, well, see, yeah, just hike the girls out a little bit, and you should be good.
Aaron, Jake, Ryan also emailing as well. A ton come in, and also the voicemail, 617, what is it? 229...
I don't fucking know. 1541.
The Feed the Wookiee line.
Of course you already have it memorized. Look at you.
The FTW line.
The super fan of it.
617-299-1541. Begley, if you ever get a ticket, you can't afford it because Charlie and I are new to this out-of-work gig, which we talked about a little yesterday. You've been almost a year.
I'm 358 days in.
And you're wearing the hoodie of the station that you used
not
to
Not the one that canned me, though. This is the one that...
Oh, that's the Seacrest.
Yeah, this is the top 40 station in Los Angeles.
Where you worked 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
7 days a week. No, midnight to 6, 7 days a week.
It was 7 days a week?
Well, two of them... See, so it was a company that owned a cluster of stations.
Right.
So one was K-Rock, rock station, and one was AMP. And one was Jack FM, which is, you know, we're on shuffle.
Sure.
So, three nights was on K-Rock, two nights was on AMP.
What did you get paid for this?
Was it a union gig? No.
So it was like 11 bucks?
10 bucks an hour.
Oh. I made that to mow lawns 20 years ago.
I know. And I was like, really? You're CBS radio and you're paying your board ops 10 bucks an hour?
And how long did you do it?
6 months. And I moved back here.
That was enough. Yeah. you got it.
Screwed himself by moving back here because he can't get unemployment here.
Yeah, I should have thought that out because once you leave California, they cancel your unemployment. And then I can't file for it here because I'm
getting laid
off.
You didn't lose your job here. Yeah.
Right. I'm not smart.
You need to get a job here and then get fired from it so you can collect unemployment.
Right. That should be the plan.
I can't tell you, back to tickets, because, you know, we have no focus. I can't tell you the number of times I've been pulled over and not gotten a ticket. And in my memory somewhere, I feel as though I got pulled over one night completely shit-faced and woke up at home. And somehow I feel like I got out of it. I might have dreamt that I got pulled over. But it seems so real in my head that I was bombed and got pulled over.
Well, you
got
pretty
out
much know the drill by now, so you probably just had it all like
this
stored
was,
in there.
This was in high school. This was before the first DUI.
Oh,
I geez. Was not a good driver, and nobody should drink and drive. I just lived in a town that didn't have mass transit.
No, that's your excuse.
I gotta get home.
Really?
I had to get to bed, man. Like, I gotta sleep in my own bed.
You didn't have like friends. You couldn't just like give up and call your mother.
No. Oh my God.
In
have you met
school?
My mom?
Yeah.
I'm scared. So I'm nice. Still scared of her.
She seems so sweet.
Yeah, but she does that Irish Catholic disappointment thing.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you. You've let us down.
Mm-hmm.
I
you know
hate.
That whole speech by heart.
Oh God. No, she changes it up every time.
Yeah. Keeps it fresh.
Oh God.
I don't know if you guys watch that show, The League. It just started. It's about guys who play fantasy football or whatever.
Yeah, it's on
FX.
Spike, right?
FX. Yeah. So there's one point where Nick Kroll, who's a comedian, he's at the bar. He plays this character, and he's hammered. And he's like, all right, guys, I'll see you later. And they're like, you're not driving, are you? He's like, no. What, are you crazy? I've been drinking all night. And they're like, well, where are you going? And he's like, don't worry about it. I got a plan. He goes outside. There's a AAA tow truck in front of his car. and the tow truck guy comes out and he goes, sir, what's wrong with the car? And he goes, operator error. And he like takes back the shot. And he goes, are you telling me that you're too drunk to drive home? So you called AAA? And he goes, yes. And he's like, why don't you call a cab or one of your friends? And he's like, because I have 200 miles of premium service towing. And he goes, and the tow truck guy goes, well, you got a point. And he got it and towed him home.
That is great.
Brilliant move.
So you brought the new Alkaline Trio song with you?
Yes, I have. I forgot what it's called because it's that new. Mm-hmm. It is This Addiction, which is, I think, also the title track. Dropping in late February. Everybody knows I'm a huge Alkaline Trio fan. So since we're sprinkling songs in here, I decided to bring one to the table.
So we'll play your new trio song, and you can take your pants off, and that will put SFA in the mood to talk about her. Is this your handwriting, by the way?
It's half mine, half my high school.
Oh, you have the handwriting of a 7-year-old.
I was 15 and very insecure.
I like how it ends with a duh. All right, cool.
Why would you blow it like that? You just blew my entire load.
You don't know what the rest of it's about.
Hate you. Why am I here?
Mortified is tonight, right?
Yeah, it's tonight. I'm still drunk. I don't know. Yeah.
Plug your stuff.
Okay. Hurry. I thought you were playing a song first.
Just plug it right.
Fine.
Quick.
Mortified tonight. Motley's comedy. I'm drunk. I'll be drunker then. 8 o'clock. Get a ticket.
You want to plug as much as you can, dummy. Duh.
That's how it ends.
I know.
So there was your new Alkaline Trio song.
Yay!
Get excited.
Yay! Hold on. I have one. It comes out. Where did I go? This Addiction comes out February 23rd on Epitaph Records.
Nice. So they're back on an indie. Good.
Yeah, I think they have their own label and Epitaph is just distributing it. But yeah, like Begley said, they're back to playing super fast, as fast as they can. And that's the kind of Alkaline Trio I like. The cover, of course, is a heart.
Uh-huh.
But it's pills in the shape of a heart. Better than Eminem's, you know,
that's
face.
That's very 1995.
Hey, so is that band, so back off.
Why don't you
actually,
relax?
1997.
Jesus.
Yeah.
My favorite band you're talking about.
You two getting after it over there. So SFA is here. You're
and
back.
Drunk, I should point that out.
Still.
Shit-faced. I was up till 6 in the morning drinking whiskey, and I'm still shit, because now I'm still drinking whiskey.
It's currently 1:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm completely wasted. Actually, it's like calmed down. I've gotten to the point where I kind of have the shakes.
Yeah.
So you're drinking again.
And then I started to crash, and so I'm drinking again to wake myself
Hair
up.
Of the dog, man.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's feels good.
Medicine. She's eating the whole tail of the dog right now. I was going to suggest something else. I guess I can because we're on podcast. I could have said you were eating the cock of the dog.
That would have been funny.
The lipstick. It's too late now.
Yeah.
Don't let your children listen to this podcast.
No. Yeah. Headphones for the children. So you do, you're back from San Francisco. You're visiting. You're unemployed like the rest of us.
I got canned too. Woo!
Yay, unemployment.
I co-produce this, a branch of a show called Mortified, where people get up on stage and read from their high school journals and poems and lyrics. And it's incredibly embarrassing. And there's branches in cities all over the country. And so I co-produce the Boston one. It's once a month at Motley's Comedy Club. I'm plugging. See, I'm doing a good job.
You learned.
Once a month at Motley's Comedy Club. It's happening tonight at Motley's at 8 o'clock in Faneuil Hall. And every month I try to like change it up a little bit and read a different piece. I've read stuff to you guys before where I've read like goth letters with right. big words in them. Right. So my high school boyfriend and I are still good friends. We dated for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the other night he called me and said, I found letters that you and I used to write back and forth to each other in Spanish class. You need to have these.
Now, are you like Facebook buddies or are you friends, friends?
We're friends, friends.
Okay.
Friends who like made out for another 10 years after we dated. But oh, it stopped God. When I met the love of my life.
Your dogs.
Or did
my dogs.
Whiskey.
Charlie and Ed. So whiskey and whiskey. Yeah. By the way, Begley decided that my drinking name should be SF A-hole, and yeah. I really like that.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Make shirts.
Yeah, we will.
So give us the provenance of this. So it came from your boyfriend. What year are we talking
this
about?
This was 1995, about. 1994, 95. I was 14 or 15.
So like 10th grade, is that what you said? 9th
yeah,
grade, 10th grade.
So this guy and I met in Spanish class. We sat next to each other, and uh-huh. I'd had a crush on him for years because he was kind of the school badass. He had a mohawk. He wore Hot Topic black t-shirts. He wore chains. He had black nail polish. He had a skull ring yeah. that he wore at prom.
He sounds awesome.
He gave me a matching skull ring. It was like we were soulmates.
How romantic.
It was really sexy.
He would have loved that Alkaline Trio song.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
So he and I got to know each other in Spanish class by writing notes back and forth to each other. And we started as we, you know, our relationship progressed, we got more and more sexual. We were not having sex, but we would write these like really...
Now, was he known, since he was kind of the school badass, was he known as like banging broads?
Not
or...
at all. He was like the badass, but like a tech nerd.
Sensitive badass.
He introduced me to the internet.
Ew.
Yeah.
95, so prodigy.
Yeah, were you on AOL?
Yeah. We used to go, he would download sex FAQs for me and give them to me. And then my school had... you could 4 people could dial into the school server at a time, and you could like surf around and chat with each other. It was okay. awesome. It was people you'd never talk to in real life. But,
sure.
Yeah. So we would write these notes back and forth to each other, these very sexy notes, but written in the way that like a 15-year-old would write about sex, and a 15-year-old who had never had sex before.
Sure.
So
I find it hard to believe you weren't a big slut back then, since
you
are now.
I gave a lot of blowjobs, but okay. He did not stick it in. Hey, Mom. I brought a couple of notes, and Begley...
Does your mom still have that AOL account? You better hope not.
Begley's going to read the part of my high school boyfriend, KJ. But I just want to point out to you guys, one of the things that we would do is we would send each other like little sexy letters and gifts. And I found I had sent him a letter from camp, and I enclosed...
No, wait. Hold on.
What?
What kind of camp was this?
Were you a camper, or were you the counselor?
I was a camper.
At how old?
It was not a summer camp like you go.
Was it like Jew camp? What was it?
Why would you assume that I went to Jew camp? I did, but I'm just wondering.
Because
no, well,
I knew you.
It was academic camp. I went to camp one summer at Georgetown University.
And you're 15. You're 15, right?
I had to give a lot of blowjobs, or he wouldn't talk to me.
Academic camp, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look what
you
happened.
Could not get enough school.
And yet I can't get a job. What's going
like
on?
Ed just like went during the summer, Ed would go work at the yogurt shop and like trade yogurt for hockey jerseys. And you're at academic camp at Georgetown.
It was very respectable. It was a great program. Made some good friends.
I like your nerd voice. But can you read this whole thing in your nerd voice?
You can.
So what's the condom?
So I sent him. So again, this was 1995, right around when the O.J. Simpson Bronco expedition happened. So I sent him an official O.J. condom. And the slogan is, don't let your juice loose. And then if you turn it over, it says, the strongest defense around, get off with OJ condoms, perfect for a long, slow Bronco ride. And when you open it up, it's an orange condom that probably is still functional if anyone needs one.
I don't think they last that long. They have expiration dates.
That's a long time.
Because I'm...
Not the OJ condom.
So Begley noticed when we opened it up that there are instructions on how to put a condom on, but they are much like... IKEA like furniture comes with, it's pictures. So there's a cartoon of a guy with a really, really hairy cock, but no hair on his balls, putting on this condom. And you pointed out something.
Well, I know. I was going to say, Ed, you wanted to be a cartoonist. You talked about it yesterday. That's your calling right there.
I would have made a much better image to go along with
someone
this.
Someone has that job, which is the best part.
Exactly. And they do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wait, don't look. Don't ruin it. I want to go over a few things first. Because SFA...
He's got weird little balls.
Holding on to this, but is it supposed to be that big? Because mine's not. Open carefully. Do not open wrapper with scissors or teeth. Check expiration date. If brittle, do not use. Mm. So it doesn't seem brittle. It says pinch, place, unroll, then lube up, and then hold on tight.
Do you want to go roll it on and we can try it out?
Well, pull it down, it expired in August of 1999.
Yeah, I think that one's done.
And it looks
It's still very like moist though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's vibrant too. It's orange. I should point that out.
Yeah, I'm getting some juice on me.
And it looks it's for kids. Like it looks like a toy because it's all cartoony.
Well, I was 15, so.
Yeah. Well, let's hear the romance that would have led to the use of this amazing condom.
Well, the kicker is that
you banged this dude at this point?
No, we did not have sex until we'd been dating for 2 years, and we only did it 3 times.
And
why did he wait around that long? Your company is not that great.
I gave a lot of blowjobs. I told you.
That's better.
How far into the relationship is this letter?
So the letter that the condom came with was probably a year in. We talked about doing it a lot, but we just couldn't. I don't know what it was. We just couldn't make it happen, or parents were always around, or my parents.
Did he do anything to you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know how it goes. Yeah, of course he was.
Awkward.
Yeah, he was a teenage boy. Of course he was bad at it. Yeah. Men are still bad at it when they're my age. So
you haven't met me.
I have met you.
I went with my wife to get home. She'll tell you stories.
Super. So
Begley's like mortified right now. I know. Appalled. Messing this whiskey. I never thought of Charlie doing anything like that. Gross.
I think about it all the time. I would start with these notes. So he and I, like I said, sat next to each other in Spanish class and would write notes back and forth to each other. We'll just read them in. So Begley is gonna read the part of KJ. Sorry to spoil your anonymity.
KJ.
But,
yeah. Isn't it you first, though?
Yeah, I'm going to go first. Don't worry. I'm setting it up. Relax.
They've been trying to set this up for 20 minutes, by the way.
In the car.
The computer's crashed twice since they've been trying to set this up. Go ahead.
You invited me here. So this started, this note starts right after we finished a quiz in Spanish class.
Okay.
Ready?
Hola.
No, we use a lot of Spanish words. Okay. All done. Hey, baby. Just thought I'd write you a happy little note. Don't worry about responding. You need to pay attention. I'm in such a weird, silly mood. Maybe I'm on crack. Ah! Damn it. I have vocal jazz today. Wah!
Vocal jazz?
Nerd.
Such a choir nerd.
All right, go ahead.
VJ rips. Shit, yeah. I'm tired of this, baby. Shit, to be honest with you, school is really masturbating me with a blender attachment.
What does that even mean?
I don't even...
Now, I don't know if this is Hammer or Homer or one of your friends, but...
He quotes...
Parentheses. As Hammer would say, it's good... It's so goddamn boring.
I don't know who that was. I hope it was MC Hammer. you missed a line.
Begley.
Oh, sorry. The handwriting is subpar at best. Jody is stupid.
Jody was a stupid girl we went to high school with. Well, did it feel good to bitch all that out of your system? Jody is rather Tanta, but I'm dealing with her because I don't need another enemy.
What is Tanta?
It's Spanish for stupid.
Oh, I learned something.
Bueno.
We were using our vocabulary words.
Apparently, I gave her a good feel today. To be honest with you, I've no recollection of having done so. She did the same to me, I must admit. Oh, she's overstepping her boundaries.
What are they talking about here, SFA? What's happening?
He wrote this part in Spanish.
No wonder you don't follow.
I know. I must admit, she's overstepping her boundaries. Elle opinion moi.
Does that mean in my opinion?
Opinion mio.
Mio. Oh.
It's not French.
I said it in French.
Yeah, French.
So Jody was this girl who was kind of like slutty, and I guess he accidentally felt her up or felt her up on purpose. I don't know.
Accidentally filled up a lot of girls,
too. I mean,
it's
fine. Me too.
I grabbed both of your breasts simultaneously.
Okay, so then I wrote, to be honest, I obviously know that you didn't grab her, but I didn't want to bitch her out, so...
Wow, you were so trusting and in love.
I did, so I flashed her.
Is this what he's really writing? Who is this guy?
No more than you usually flash me, I hope. This is where
now, at
good.
This point, had you seen his junk?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Had it been in your mouth?
Probably.
Okay. Just checking. Times.
How much do I flash you?
As much as you want to, baby.
Oh, my God.
Jody fakes orgasm.
So do 75% of all other women.
What, did you turn to statistics while you're talking sex? Is that what you do?
Wait for it.
Never, 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 never do that with me. It's insulting, ridiculous, and it just ends up screwing you out of a good time.
I wonder if that guy's ever brought a girl to orgasm.
Oops, just kidding.
I'm serious. If you ever find yourself in that situation, just tell me.
More Spanish, Begley?
No, I don't know what the... this pen is running out. And by the way, out is like not even readable. Like
it's just scratched into the paper.
Obviously, I wouldn't. It's not fair to you, especially since you can't fake it.
Now, what is this, 95 you said? I wonder if that Seinfeld episode had just aired and you just found out what a fake orgasm was.
Or a real one.
I'd better not be able to. How would it be unfair to me?
Wouldn't you feel, not quite, up to par?
Lots of ums in that.
Yeah.
Did you write out all those ums?
Yeah, I did.
You're even awkward when you write.
You've met me, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not my job to know what you like. I was not born with this knowledge. It's up to you to teach me, especially if I'm willing to listen.
Duh.
Wait a minute. So he just wants you to teach him at that point?
No, it's... You obviously don't communicate well in the bedroom. He wants to make sure that I'm having a nice time and I'm communicating.
And
it.
Did he?
I don't remember.
Eventually?
Yeah, sure.
You would remember if he brought you to Oregon.
Now, here's the question about this, because he sent these to you, right?
He gave them to me, yeah. He knows what I'm doing. He said I could talk about them with anyone except for him.
No, that's fine. I don't give a shit about that. What I care about is he, like, married at this point? Like, kids or anything?
No, he's got, like, six girlfriends.
So the thing that I find, especially with Facebook and, you know, reconnecting with, you know, old friends and old boyfriends and girlfriends and whatever, is the number of old girlfriends that I had that have hung on to shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't have anything from anybody ever at all. Like, it's all gone. And, you know, it's either when you break up, you get angry and you throw it all away, or you move a couple times. You're like, why am I carrying this shit around? You throw it out, whatever. Like, it doesn't – an ex-girlfriend doesn't matter. Like, do you have anything from that girl that ruined your life for, like, 2 years?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing.
And if I do, I didn't hold on to it intentionally. It just pops up.
Yeah. I don't know why he kept it. I mean, he kept all of these things. He gave them to me. I'm not really sure why he kept them. But...
And both of the people that have said, hey, I still have this, you know, picture or something that you gave to me, you know, mixtapes or whatever that I had done at the time. Are married, you know, have family. One of them, she's Mormon. She has like 5,000 kids because, of course, that's what the Mormons do. They bang and live in the desert.
They need an OJ condom.
But yeah, clearly not one from 95. But I'm floored at how people hang on to shit from old relationships, especially when they're in like supposedly permanent ones now.
Yeah. And you know what's insane now is 15-year-olds now. All that stuff is saved on Facebook and
Twitter.
And
they're sexting.
And text.
So you don't have to be like, I'm going to throw this shit out. It's going to stay there for as long as Facebook's around.
Now that you mention it, though, I really would like some of those mixtapes back. I worked hard on those. Remember back in the day how long it took?
Really good mixtapes.
You had to pause, set up, pause, and if you wanted to go over. It was a ton of work. Now kids, they just throw it on a thumb drive. They're like,
I used to record stuff off of the radio to put on mixtapes, so the beginning would always be cut off, and the end you'd get like
the shitty DJ.
Yeah,
exactly.
I did that with the Friends theme song, I remember.
You recorded it off the radio?
Yep. I really like it. It was super good. Okay, so we have one more to read.
Is it going to be nearly as weird as the last one was?
Oh, it's way sexier.
I think you should save it so people come see you tonight.
But I have more. I mean, I just brought two, but I've got like
I really just
more.
Can't sit through another one of these letters.
Are you serious? Why? Are you bored?
But I just want to see
awkward?
Let me see.
Can we read the sex parts? They're really good.
Yeah, because this is the one you're going
to
read now?
We have to.
Here, why don't Charlie and I read them?
No.
We'll
no.
alternate.
No.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. Okay.
Charlie, so, you start it off.
Are you, all right.
What color ink are you?
I'm the lighter colored ink. They're both the same color.
Okay.
I think.
You're colorblind.
Is it the same color?
Yeah, I'll go with the darker ink.
I can't wait till they get to the end. See, Begley and I had it all worked out. But...
So who is he with the lighter ink? Is he you?
That's me.
Okay, all right. So I'm SFA.
I would love to hear.
And I'm KJ.
I can't wait to hear this.
You're KJ.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
Oh, wow. You got the easy part, huh?
Yeah, you get the sensitive guy.
Yo, what's up with you fronting? Why you got a step? New dress? I dig. So I'm CJ, right? Or KJ?
Yeah, that's you.
Semi-new. It's kind of short. Oh, well, I'll deal.
Oh, SFA got a dress, huh? I bet you knew it was short when you bought it. You was like, hey, hey, I got all the LS guys drooling all over my cute ass. Right, right, right?
Now he sounds like a hip-hop guy. Like, holla.
LS was my high school. Yeah, he's not from South.
But did you? He was writing like he's a hip-hop guy, so I'm just reading it that way.
Yeah, well, this was the era of snow. He was probably like into snow.
He was an informer.
No, I was like, hey, hey, I'll get KJ drooling all over my cute ass.
Oh, my God. You are just, really? Who writes this? You know it. I often drool. It's out of control. You looked so hot Saturday. I said that because it's capitalized. Even my mom said you were cute. She thought you were all dressed up to go out. My mom wants
somehow
a piece.
This is way more embarrassing than listening to other people read.
That's the cutest little Heeb girl I've ever seen. Well, I was. It's just that Scotty got in trouble and we were stuck at your house.
This part doesn't make any sense. I cannot remember who Scotty was.
Scotty?
Yeah.
All right. Too bad. I'm sorry you had such a shitty time. That was all cats.
All cats.
I just wish I had had more time to worship. I had more planned. Much more. Muhahaha. Now, when he says worship, does that mean your body?
He means my hot bod. My nubile 15-year-old bod.
Oh, I wouldn't say that I had a shitty time. It was, you know, okay. Next time, it's your turn to be worshipped. Misspelled. What else?
Grammar police.
Two-piece. What else? In parentheses, what else did you have planned? 2 question marks, exclamation point, and another question mark.
You're picking it up in a full body rub.
Thank you. There's so much going on
thank
here.
Thank God.
Full body rub, tongue bath, hours of fun.
Holla. Yes.
A tongue bath.
Yeah, it was very messy.
Well, next time you can finish. Then it'll be your turn, smiley face.
So you didn't bring him to finish?
I don't know.
Maybe he faked
maybe
it.
Maybe I was bad at it. Maybe
you can't really fake it when you're doing it back
away. You can't do that, remember? We learned that in the last letter.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I want to wait that long. Oh. Maybe we can be good boys and girls and share. Or maybe you will corrupt yourself by abusing your immense power of control over me.
It was immense.
What? Does
I
that...
don't know.
Maybe. Hey.
You make a much better me than I do.
Hey, what are you doing after school on Wednesday? Do you want me to come over? Ellipses, question mark.
Are we?
Thank you.
Let me think. Sure, Ace Ventura. I guess that's sure.
Okay, baby, we'll have fun.
This is just ridiculous. Where am I? Don't you know it? I'll make you cry on Wednesday. I've been waiting to do that. Why does he want to make you cry?
Yeah, that's so awful.
And he wears skull rings.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Very important part of our relationship.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see. Besides, I can make you cry. I can make you scream. That's underlined, by the way.
Probably twice.
You're a freak.
I know.
No, I don't know. Here we are. Hell yeah. Break me like a horse?
Yes! That's the line we're waiting for!
And then,
oh, my God.
Followed by a yeehaw and, no, wait a minute.
Yeah,
KJ's kinky.
Kinky. Yeah. Besides, we're saving that for when your parents are out.
Yeah. Amazing, right? And I am so mellow now. Such I don't know. I think I got it all out of 15.
So it's like this guy works at Hot Topic, lives in the South, and loves hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Where was this? Where'd you grow up?
Here in Sudbury.
In Sudbury. What's LS? What's
Lincoln Sudbury, where I went to high school.
All right.
That's awesome. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
So
it's
great.
So embarrassing. But that's
did
what's
you do
so,
stuff like spray?
Did you just smell it?
Well, I want to see if you sprayed
it. I didn't
put
my fingers on it when we were done.
No, I want to see if you like sprayed it with perfume or
probably
anything.
Not. That was written in Spanish class. That would have been a little awkward.
By the way, this is like early texting, really.
Yeah, it really. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's the beauty about shows like Mortified is that it's so embarrassing, but so funny. Like, I would never think for a second of holding back on sharing this. I don't know why. It's, like, really self-abusive. It's cathartic. It's strange. But I would never hide this in a million years. Like, I can't wait for people to hear this.
Yeah. Well, it's happening where again, Motley's?
At Motley's in Faneuil Hall tonight at 8 o'clock. And if it's sold out, we have a big show with Meredith Goldstein on February 12th at the Oberon Theater, which is in Harvard Square.
Oh, cool.
And me, Begley, and Hot Stocks will be there tonight.
Yeah, so no, get your tickets if you don't have them. It might
buy us drinks because we don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I'd like
and
drinks.
And Santa Claus is running around right now. I don't know if that's coming through the headphones or not.
No, yeah, it's the dog.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the dog's chained, like collars. So are you going to play KJ tonight? Have you been recruited to go?
No, you have someone playing KJ,
right? I have
KJ,
someone
right?
playing KJ. It's my friend Dave.
Is he skilled, whereas Begley is not? Will he be able to handle this?
What? I read it fine.
Begley did an amazing KJ. That was the voice.
Plus,
like,
KJ stands for Kevin, right?
Right.
See? Same name.
Perfect. There you go.
I can't wait.
All right, so what was going to be a half-hour event has turned into like a 40-minute event so far. We're going to play another tune, and then we're going to do the FTW line. You got something queued up? I'm like, for the Wookiee. All right.
My song, we come to take over. MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we on and on. Oh, and no. Them a come and them a try dog we out. Burn down pill we are the roughnecks girl. Music we make for make the crowd jump up. Crowd get high pass splatter and the rap pop. Blend up the rag or metal punk hip hop. Unity sound killer groove non step. In every this place I saw this song will survive. Strength and power I go keep them alive. My song we come to take over. MC you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know we are out of Jack, we in all your area. Bring the rock, cause you know it's superior. Yeah, you know we yeah, in it. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. Nobody gets out alive. I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. Nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets out of this shop it online. I'm gonna be one number one, six and seven and four, three. And nobody gets out of this shop it online. Come on, them a try flex with it. Show them the rock a punk power. Watch them at twist. Sting like a scorpion, buzz like an E. Full of sophisticated, I go drop what toy. This is what we want here. You don't get to know if you think I'll stop. Come and have a go. My show, we come to take over. MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are the world. Jack, we in all your area. When you rock out, you know we're superior. Yeah, you know we earn it all. Oh, I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. Nobody gets out alive. I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. Nobody gets out alive. Oh, I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. Come follow me one and go on, six and seven and four, three, three, and four. I'm gonna get some time to shop it online. I'm gonna get the lumber, get the lumber.
A ton of calls to this thing, huh?
It's been madness. The FTW line, the Feed the Wookiee line. 617-299-1541.
Fudgy the Whale.
Yeah.
That's copyrighted. I'm pretty sure. I don't think we can use that.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows how this works. You call it up, you leave a message about whatever you want.
I was so excited about that, too. I don't know why I got so excited about Fudgy the Whale.
You should have seen your eyes light up.
Yeah, I love ice cream and food.
So call it anytime, 24 hours a day. It is Google Voice. So
what's weird, though, is apparently this is tied into your your
home
like,
phone line.
Your in your cable. So whenever somebody calls it, their information pops up on your TV if it's on.
Yeah, if we're just watching TV and you're calling, leaving a message, I can see it and I will be like, hey, somebody's calling. Sweet. It doesn't bother me any, but because I honestly haven't watched anything in the last 3 days. Except for maybe a few episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on DVD with the girl.
You've been ruling the internet in the last
I have been glued to this computer just talking to all the fans who have been awesome. Thank you so much, all you guys out there. All 1,200 of you that have signed up on the Facebook page and growing exponentially.
That's
every
amazing,
day.
1,200.
That's a lot of people when you think about it, especially with just the number of people who listen to the show that probably aren't on Facebook. So to have that many people who are on Facebook and aware is great. So keep spreading the word. And it's your time now since we really can't do phones live.
Oh, hey. It's Bruce. I know I've been away for a little while, Mr. Eds, but I heard you're doing your own thing. And I just wanted to call and say congratulations. I heard about you. And I just, you know, I hope nothing but the best for you, Mr. Eds. So keep doing your thing. Fitting those ham hock legs into those skinny ass jeans and putting, you know, wearing hot stocks there as a beard.
Right.
It's cool. I'll catch you on the flip side, Mr. Eds.
Yo.
Hot stocks is my beard for the record.
You run that one back?
Yeah, let's go back to the first one. Sorry, I forgot to hit stop here. I'm new at this. first of all, hot stocks is not my beard. I don't have ham hock thighs. And being out of a job is going to make me, you know, probably lighter, I hope.
I'm going to disagree on the thighs.
I do have thick thighs. It's weird. But they're not ham hocks.
How are you going to get lighter? You're doing nothing but sitting on the couch and on the computer.
I've eaten Felix 2 days straight. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, with that boogie board in your lap.
Yo, I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
Or not.
That was super creative. Thank you very much, sir. That's what we expect on the... Fudgy the Whale line.
There you go.
Fuck printers.
Oh, sorry, Charlie. You got to hear this one. This is for you.
Oh.
Fuck printers.
Yeah, that's right. Stupid printers.
Your rant yesterday about printers really touched the people. I saw a lot of comments on Facebook, Twitter.
Fuck printers. They don't work. Fucking printers don't work. I have bought so many printers that just they don't work.
I agree. Mine's sitting there not working.
It's a crime. It is.
I have a vision of what you're going to be like when you're 80. Fucking printers.
That's how they fuck you, with the printers. He's like Joe Pesci right now.
Fucking printers. Because, well, everybody knows that you know, the printer itself is not the expensive part. It's the ink that's the expensive part. But the thing that you don't know is you spend so much time and so much money printing out fucking test pages.
That it eats it all up?
That it burns up all that ink anyway.
Because those ink canisters only come half full when you buy a new printer. Bet you didn't know that either.
Oh, the ones that are in there?
Yeah. Yep. So it's actually cheaper to buy a new printer, use up that thing, throw it away, and get a new one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Scumbags.
Hey, you know, I think, you know, that this show could be better if there was more music. That sound cool, you know?
Well, we'll get right on that, sir.
You get two songs a show right
now. Hola, chicos, vámonos, everybody, let's go. It's Dora the Explorer. Welcome to the Galaxy Empire. Too bad Sandbox had to go. Anyway, got to go kill Swiper. Bye!
What?
She had to go kill Swiper.
Oh, I thought it said kill. I was like,
Swiper's a bad guy. No, and that was I can tell you why that wasn't Dora the Explorer, because she wasn't shouting.
Too quiet?
The shouting Mexican is what I called that girl.
Charlie hates Dora.
That show is... you don't have kids. None of you have kids. But that show is god-awful. And if you ever have children, stay away from Dora the Explorer and the Wiggles.
Done and done.
Yeah.
All we bitches. Glad to hear your voices again.
You don't know the Wiggles?
You don't know who the Wiggles are?
God, all right, so you guys looked at me like I just said I didn't know the Holocaust happened.
Let me put it into a perspective for you. Think of the biggest stars you possibly can that come from Australia. Like, who runs through your head?
From Australia?
Nicole Kidman, Mel Gibson,
Hugh Jackman, Keith Urban.
Olivia Newton-John is
Olivia Newton-John? She's probably made a lot of money.
Yeah, I think so.
You know who's made the
guy who died in the with the singer.
Steve Irwin? Crocodile Dundee. That dude.
Jocko, the Energizer guy.
The Energizer guy, the rugby player. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know out of that group who has made the most money ever?
I'm going to say the Wiggles just because yes. That seems to be where this is going.
Yeah, okay. None of them. The Wiggles are the top earning entertainment act out of Australia of all time.
What about Midnight Oil?
Ever. The Wiggles.
But what are they?
They are...
They're four guys?
I'm picturing, like, Teletubbies.
It's four dudes.
In black pants with different colored shirts.
Yeah, no, it's just dudes. They were in a band, like, in college or whatever, and they all went to school for, like,
we don't eat on the air here, SFA. Put
I'm
that
eating.
Back.
I'm
I already did.
I'm fidgeting.
but they all went to school together. They were all in, like, a college band together, and I think they were all, like, child development majors. And they realized we could continue to pursue this shitty rock band that's probably going to go nowhere, or we can play, like, kids' parties and make, you know, a couple $100 every weekend.
Which, as annoying as they are, is smart.
Multi-millionaires.
Yeah. Maybe you guys should forget the podcast and just start taking it on the road to kids' birthday parties. Maybe you should take the podcast on the road to adult birthday parties.
That's a good idea.
I guess the FTW is the fuck the Wiggles line.
Fuck the Wiggles, yeah.
What's the number, Begley?
617-299-1541.
That's the one.
All we bitches, glad to hear your voices again. What's weird is I realized that Charlie finally had a personality from the point that he said, fuck printers.
Or the printers.
Keep the good work, kids. Damn the man, long live the empire.
There it is, the hang up. Waiting for the hang up.
Yeah, it takes a little while there. I probably could have edited that tighter, but listen, there's a lot of hang-ups in here.
Yeah, I actually do have a personality and something to say. It's weird, I know. People aren't used to it.
We try not to let them.
Charlie, Ed, been out tonight, had a couple too many highlights. But have a thought, you guys have to get Cleaning iPad D on, because you guys can fucking swear in it all you want. The listeners need an uncensored Pat D rant. We really want it. We need it. We want it. Make it happen.
You got a
point. There it is. What do you think the chances of getting Pat D in here are?
I mean, there's food in this house. So he'll be right over.
And he won't clean a thing.
No.
Hey, guys. How's it going? You know what's really pathetic? I only had a look in my recent calls to find this phone number since I don't call anybody. Yeah. You guys are doing great so far. Sounds like you're babbling and getting trashed and not inviting me to the party. Hello? You cracked open Gansets and you're not inviting me? What is this shit? Come on. Let's break out some Gansets, some PBRs. Come on, motherfucker. Nope. Seriously. All right. Good shit so far. Good shit. My daughter has not taken any meatball shits lately. Just to keep her updated and, I don't know. Keep up the fucking good work, guys, okay? Fucking, you're doing good. Just don't get too drunk, okay? And stay with me.
No, hold on a second.
Waiting for the hang-up.
There it is.
There it is.
Our manager, the Wolf, is on the phone right now. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the classic hello from the Wolf.
Murphy, you're speaking to... Ed's here, and our friend Sarah Faith Alterman and Kevin Begley are here as well. Hello.
Hello.
We're recording a podcast right now because, you know, that's what we do when we're unemployed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, who's paying you for that?
Well, hopefully you are. Is there anything you could have done as our manager to not get us fired?
Well, that's an interesting story. We'll probably save that for another time when we're not recording.
Are you
the Wolf works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, yes, boy, yeah. Let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet. Can I buzz you back in a little bit? Will you be around?
Yeah, I'll be around.
All right, I'll give you a shout.
All right.
No podcast. Hey, goodbye. The Wolf, everybody. The world's most useless manager.
No, I tell you.
Hey, Ed. I had five guys yesterday.
You son of a bitch.
Sorry. A bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, double goes without saying.
A1, hot sauce, barbecue sauce, cage fries. What's your favorite Five Guys combo? So as we know, you like Five Guys.
What do you, what's your opinion?
That's a lot of stuff. I don't know if I could do the hot sauce and A1 together. They might clash. I am a raw onion, tomato, pickles, mustard, and hot sauce guy. Oh, and sauteed mushrooms, because they're delicious. And they melt the cheese even faster, so you have gobs of delicious cheese.
Now, on the way here to Charlie's, we drove by a Five Guys.
You know why I didn't stop?
Why?
Because I was promised sliders from the slider station I got Charlie for Christmas.
But what I was going to say is, if had we have stopped, you might have missed that cop by about 15 minutes.
Oh, stupid cop. Listen, I got out of it anyway, so life is good.
You planned ahead.
We got time for one more here, Chuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know who needs to fucking die? Old people in fucking Oldsmobile 88s that don't use turn signals, that drive slow as shit, and at the last second, when you're about to go around them, they just dive right into the lane in front of you. The only time they fucking move fast. Get off the fucking road. You can't fucking drive. You're driving an Oldsmobile. You still have the green plate. You are old as shit. Get off the fucking road.
He's right. No, you still have the green plate is the best time.
The best part for me is that my dad used to own one of those Cutlass 88s.
Yeah.
The Oldsmobile. We called it the Blue Bomber. It had the bench seat in the front and the back. Leather, so if you didn't wear your seatbelt, you would slide across when dad took turns sharp, which was often when he was young. And it had not the it had the shoulder belt, but it was optional. It wasn't the kind that was attached.
Yeah.
It was the kind that you're like, oh, it hooks up there?
It would
flip on, yeah. Yeah, you had to hook it into the first one. And I don't know how that's safe, but yeah, you're like, how safe do I want to be today? Just lap safe or lap and chest
safe? How
far
am I going?
Yeah. Did you ever get to drive it?
I did not get to drive it. He got rid of it before then.
And that's exactly the thing. My dad did the same thing to me. It was a 73 Plymouth Duster. And this was the car that literally they brought me home from the hospital in. And dad held on to it way longer than he should have. But I thought that was going to be my first car until he sold it. I mean, when I was 15 years old, like months before I was going to get my learner's permit, and just a couple months. And I was like, Dad, like, what the hell? Like, I wanted to drive that car. And he was like, the steering wheel doesn't collapse. The brakes don't all catch at the same time. It doesn't have power steering. And the dashboard, it had the lap belt thing. The dashboard was steel. It was the entire dashboard was steel. He had magnets stuck to it. It was a steel. So if you hit off that dashboard, ugh. I mean, your head was going to explode into a million pieces.
I wonder what genius designed that.
Seriously.
A steel dashboard. They don't make them like that anymore for obvious reasons. So.
Our car growing up was a station wagon that had a way back, you know, the seats
yep.
that folded up. So we would always sit in the back and
now,
stare.
Now, did yours go, so you faced backwards?
We faced backwards. So we thought the greatest thing in the world was to try and get people behind us to wave.
To honk. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You were those annoying kids.
I couldn't ride backwards. I'd barf. We had the one that went sideways. So you would sit, you'd fit two people and you would sit across, like diagonally across from one another.
A lot of the Volvos had those.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And everybody made fun of me because I drove, that was ended up being one of my first cars, and I hated it because it was a fucking station wagon. Until we went to Lollapalooza, and I drove, and people realized that A, we could fit about 14 people in this thing, and B, that space between the way back and the back seats fit a cooler
of
perfectly.
Beer, yep.
So everyone was like, you know, over the back, right up next to them. And everyone loved that car from that point out. So
my dad had a Ford Windstar minivan, which is
hells
what I learned
yeah.
to drive on.
Ooh.
And the seats
oh
came
God.
Out. And so, you know, I took that thing on date nights all the time. But we would do the same thing. We'd take the seats out and just cram like 14, 15 people in
and
there.
Isn't it weird how when you take those seats out, how a double mattress fits perfectly
yeah.
in the back?
My parents would always be like, why do you need to take the seats out? Oh, I'm moving a lot of really big stuff.
Yeah.
My friend is my really friend. Large.
Fat.
Why is KJ still in our car?
Yeah, why is he sleeping in
it? Don't worry about it's fine. We studied for a test.
All right, so tell us about Mortified one more time, Sarah.
So it's happening at Motley's Comedy Club in Faneuil Hall tonight at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at getmortified.com.
And if you don't do that one, you got another one in February.
February 12th at the Oberon Theater. Again, go to getmortified.com. You can get all kinds of information there. And my pal and your pal, Meredith Goldstein, mm-hmm. will be reading some very sultry diary entries of her own.
Hot.
So come see... half, two-thirds, whatever. Really no math involved with the Empire. Begley, Ed, and Hot Stock will be there, so come say hi.
Definitely. Begley, what are you doing? Anything
I got
worth
nothing,
mentioning?
I got nothing to plug.
Wait, you're going to go work at the Apple Store.
Oh, yeah. I got a call back today at the Apple Store.
Dude, how did you get a call back before I did? What the fuck?
Well, probably because, you know how you check off all the locations? I'm sure
you check all of them?
Well, I checked three of them. Braintree, Hingham, which is right near my house, in Boylston.
I will commute to New York.
So which
yes.
one? Yeah, which one called? Hingham did.
The one that was right.
Yeah, I checked off North Shore, Boylston.
Is this what it's come to?
That was the first place I applied. Like, no shit.
Hey
like,
guys, which episode did you play to?
I'm waiting for the Microsoft store to open, and then I'll be putting
there
in
you
my
go.
Application.
Oh, Cambridge Side Galleria,
yeah.
And Burlington, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, but I'm not a – you know, what happens is they have a hiring seminar where they have like a handful of people come in.
Oh, fuck that.
So Sunday morning at 8 a.m. – I mean, I have nothing to do, but it's very early. But I have to go in and they, you know, give you some scenarios.
Ooh.
What might happen when an Apple customer comes in. And then after that, they decide if they want to interview you or not.
I was wondering if they'd present you with a real live woman, because a lot of those guys probably haven't been in that situation before.
I don't understand your long hair.
I would just turn red and run away. I've never seen one of these before.
What are we? TheEmpireRadio@gmail.com, and you can always call the voicemail line, the FTW line. Fudgy the whale today, I guess.
And if people are getting through this through iTunes subscription or whatever, which has actually gone up, which is hilarious. Our subscription rate has gone up since we got Shake Hand.
That's fantastic.
But we have a website now. Is that working?
It's not working. It's registered. You're going to have to figure out how to do it because you're better at that than I am.
Oh, yeah?
It is theempireradio.com. So eventually we'll just feed the Tumblr from there because that might be easiest. Listen, this is all a work in progress, okay?
It's been 3 days.
Yeah.
A day at a time.
It takes years for some radio stations to launch their websites. Give us a break.
Right.
All right, very good. Well, we'll wrap this up, and I don't know, maybe do it again tomorrow, maybe next week, something like
that. Oh, no, we're doing it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we might half-ass it and play some stuff from, you know, way back when, before we were even on the air with the Sandbox.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I absolutely do.
All right.
If I had to read my notes from when I was 15, I feel like you guys need to put your older stuff on air, too. All
right. Well, at least you won't be prosecuted for hate crimes because of your notes.
I might.
I'm sure I can find a way.